Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season.
Yep.
He's so good at drawing that contact. And that's what this has sort of become about, or at least game one was, is which team's going to be better. Y'all know Golden State does just as much whining when it comes to calls as you'll see Chris Paul do.
Yep.
You know, that James Harden's got into the habit of doing now. Number one, because he expects foul just about every time he gets the ball now. He's so good at drawing them. But that sort of, John, that sort of, you know, it's sort of like flopping in soccer where it becomes, you know, is a way of getting a guy to, you know, to throw the card. That's become a part of the strategy. And you're seeing, again, when a game's so close and it's decided on that, that's why you're seeing the frustration build over, because that's part of the Rockets' game.
Right.
And they took it away from them last night, and that's why you saw the frustration.
Yep.
The idea of trying to draw fouls, it's a huge part of their strategy.
It is. It is a huge part of their strategy, and they were not rewarded for that over the weekend. And so now Golden State is up 1-0 in this series. It'll be an interesting series. I assume it'll go 6 or 7. Don't really think Houston wins. Don't think they win the series. But
look, Houston can still steal home court. I mean, nobody expected them to go to Golden State win two.
Right.
You win the next one, you've still got the advantage. I know, you know, some are saying this thing's over. I don't agree at all. You win one of these in Golden State. You were right in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And you've got a chance to sort of take control.
No, I
don't know if you can take control from Golden State, but you can put yourself in great position.
You can't say it's over after one game.
Nah,
it was a 4-point game.
Not at Golden State. I mean, it was a 4-point game.
Yeah, you can't say it's over. But, you know, listen,
they played them tough.
They did last year.
But the problem is you don't have KD.
And you don't have Luke Richard and Bamute anymore, you know?
To me, KD's the difference. He cannot be stopped.
They don't have Ariza anymore. They were a tougher matchup for Golden State last season when they had those dudes who were willing to, you know what I'm saying, get in the mud, be tough on the defensive end. Like they lost their identity a little bit in that way. We talked about that in the summertime. We talked about that, you know. Like, they just thought, to me, they're an easier matchup for Golden State now, because
PJ still embodies that.
He does.
He'll muck it up.
But we've seen that if you can sort of –
Capella can, you know.
If you can get Golden State, like, if you can just make them a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, we saw it last year. They were playing – they were gritting and grinding them last year is what they were doing to Golden State.
Exactly. So, that happened over the weekend. All right. Lots more to come here on the show. I think a little bit later we're going to take your calls on recruiting questions. I think that's the easy way to do it. I know a lot of you have questions.
A ton of them. Might as well just pack it all in.
Yeah, so we probably will do that around 1 o'clock. So get your recruiting questions ready on Tiger Basketball, and we will just have we will have an open forum, and we will try to answer every question as best we can. 50 Cent, I don't know if you paid attention to this at all. 50 Cent is owed $1 million by today. By power producer Randall Emmett. Have you been paying attention to this? See, it's on Instagram, therefore you missed it all.
Dang.
And I'm going to give – it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
$1 million?
$1 million. I'll try to explain it as best I can.
Okay.
But 50 Cent, he's very messy on Instagram, but it is so funny.
Did you go to see Avengers over the weekend?
I did. I actually ended up going on Saturday morning, the earliest I've ever been to a movie in my life, 11 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going
to
ask you when we get back, has your life changed as a result of it?
I want to make sure I get the proper, I want to find the proper words.
A lot of people are saying, I mean, our man Van Lathan said this thing's life-changing.
It's difficult. It's difficult.
I'm starting to feel left out.
You know, it's difficult when you have so many beautiful, you know, reviews that are so poetic, you know. It's very even in our own station, you know, it can be very hard to compete. But I'll do my best. I'll do my best to give you a spoiler-free review.
I look forward to it.
All right, my man. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
Okay, guys, get out your phones and text the word LAND, L-A-N-D. Text LAND to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from 92.9. Again, the cash code word for all of this hour is LAND, L-A-N-D. Text LAND to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from 92.9 FM. Good luck.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Right now is the perfect time
to open the door to a brand new Chevy.
And the best time to see for yourself
why more and more
and more people are switching to Chevy.
Visit your local Chevy dealer today
and experience firsthand the eye-catching new designs,
refined interiors,
state-of-the-art technology,
and unbeatable deals
that have more
and more people switching to Chevy every day.
Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet in Covington, Tennessee.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay. Offerings 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1. GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2. They can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3. They're local. And 4. They're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Memphis has the unicorn players. 92.9 has the unicorn cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. You could win the unicorn cash. Crazy good players. Crazy amounts of cash for you.
That's crazy.
Win $1,000 every hour.
Yeah!
Saddle up. It's Unicorn Cash every hour, weekdays 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are a local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call. And if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day at this time, we do the rundown. Let's get to it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
First story is that Josh Rosen got traded. He got traded to the Miami Dolphins. We thought this was coming. I think it was John Clayton last week that we had on NFL Insider saying that, well, they didn't necessarily have to move him. But I think we all thought it was going to happen, and it certainly did. Josh Rosen, the former Arizona Cardinals quarterback that wasn't needed anymore after you draft Kyler Murray, number one, got traded to the Miami Dolphins for not much, for a 2019, this year, second rounder, and a 2020 fifth round pick. So Miami paying what I feel like, I mean, some have said it's a, you know, some Miami fans are saying it's a nice little price, but I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's pretty low risk if you're the Miami Dolphins. Now, I know some Miami fans that are already in the tank for Tua category and had been even before the draft, and we're looking forward to sort of next year's draft and the idea that they might go after Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback down in Alabama. Look, if this gives you a chance, we're talking about a second round pick and a fifth round pick.
Yep.
If Josh Rosen ends up being the guy, then that's a small price that you paid for a guy that many still think can be a franchise quarterback. I'm not going there. I would tell Miami, you know, don't waste years on this. I suspect that is not their plan.
Yep.
Again, this is a low-risk deal. You throw him in there maybe eventually and you see what he does. If he's not the guy, you can still go to even, I think, next year. Again, I think it's a smart move by the Dolphins. And, you know, you saw a little bit of a class move coming there at the end. Josh Rosen goes on social media and thanks Cardinal fans and all that, and then says, hey, Kyler, if you want to buy a nice little two-bedroom, you can come get it from me.
That's very nice. That's a very nice – I agree with you. I think, no risk at all. I mean, this is a top-10 talent. I mean, this is a guy that was drafted in the top-10 for a reason.
Was he a guy that you thought, you know, that you were high on? I wasn't high on him beforehand just because of the leadership qualities.
I think I did like him.
I mean, I like that he makes the throws. And look, there's a little bit of, most of the stars are a little bit arrogant, right? Most of the best are. They play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And he certainly does that. I just wonder about him in a locker room about whether or not he can win a team over. He didn't have enough around him in that Cardinals organization to be able to judge him on anything he did last year. Guy got killed. The offensive line was terrible. So it's hard to judge him on the football field so far. Mine has just been, you know, can he be a quality leader in the franchise of the face of a franchise.
Yeah, I mean, you think back to, 2017. I mean, obviously Memphis got the win over Chosen Rosen in Memphis, but he had a costly interception, a couple, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, he lit up Texas A&M to start the season. Like, he picked that team apart, you know, in college. And I know college isn't NFL, but let's be honest, how much of an opportunity did he really get last year in Arizona?
How much?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Offensive line, I think, was one of the worst in terms of pass protection grades in the NFL. I mean, who are his receivers? I mean, all due respect to Larry Fitzgerald, like, he's about to retire. You know, like, he's not and he's their best weapon. He's their best option. And, of course, David Johnson. But, again, I feel like the offense changed a little bit. You know what I mean? I think that's another thing. So, you know, I don't think the weaponry in Miami is that much better, you know?
Devontae Parker.
Like, it's not great, but it is a fresh start. And he's going to be the guy. Like, I mean, well, or maybe not. Maybe he won't be the guy, but he'll have a chance to win the job from Ryan Fitzpatrick, who somehow is still in the NFL.
You, from a first-round pick, you need to be able to beat Fitzpatrick out. I mean, that's
Jameis couldn't
need to be able to.
Jameis couldn't though. It took Jameis, you know, four or five times, bro. He could not fend off Fitzmagic.
Mm-hmm. Again, can you win the locker room? Fitz did. Jameis couldn't. And James on the outside looking in, I wonder the thing. No one's ever questioned that about Rosen, about the tools, having all that. It's sort of been the intangibles. It's can you lead? Can you get a team behind you? That's sort of been the questions on him, and they will remain so until he proves otherwise with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Or somewhere else.
Yeah, so anyway, that was one development from the draft. We're going to get to another one right now.
Next story.
I know this is something that makes you really upset. I know this is something that I'm sure you'll try to poke holes in, and you'll try to find a way to discredit the man who is delivering this message. But as the pundits were sort of taking stock of all of what happened over the weekend, the NFL draft, 7 entire rounds, 32 teams, Jason. Even the Bears had picks. Okay, we're talking about 32 teams.
I had a better draft than you.
Mel Kiper. Do you respect Mel Kiper? I just need to know this now. I need to know this on the front end. Do you respect Mel Kiper?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So when he says something, you tend to say, oh, okay, that's coming from Mel. I respect him. I might believe it.
I listen, yes.
You do listen, okay. But are you hearing it?
We shall see.
You listen, but
depends
are you?
What's
are
coming you, out of that mouth of his.
Are you hearing it? All right, so he was asked. They were breaking down. What else would they be breaking down? I mean, it's America's team, the Oakland Raiders. They were breaking down the Raiders draft after it was all said and done. And this is what Mel Kiper had to say about the Raiders haul.
Todd Furrell, had he been a 15th, 20th pick, nobody would have had a problem. So Furrell's a good football player, right, potentially. Not great because he doesn't have that ceiling as a pass rusher, but good player. I think they did a good job overall, gave him a B grade. I think when you look at Josh Jacobs running back out of Alabama, I think he could end up being Offensive Rookie of the Year. And you pushed me into a prediction yesterday.
I did.
You destroyed me.
I did. Three times you tried to duck me, and I finally got you on the
And
point.
I made a comment yesterday that
go ahead.
After McShay kept jabbing,
loud and proud,
the Oakland Raiders will win the AFC West.
This year, yes, or just in the future at some point?
You know, the Chiefs still play in the West, and
the Chiefs have some issues.
Chargers still play in the West.
Yeah, the Chiefs do have some issues.
I'm not scared of the Chargers.
I feel like that's a big jump. Oh, and you got Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah, that's right. So wisdom. Wisdom leadership.
He's,
we have a leader on the defensive side of the ball. We have a leader on the
guess what? They're grinders. They're Gruden grinders.
We're good.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. The entire energy changed. They were looking at him like he's crazy. He doesn't even believe it. He's like, they pushed me into it.
He sounded like he was embarrassed. And I'd say, Mel, don't be embarrassed by being right, man. What's popular is not always right, and what's right is not always popular, okay? You need to understand that.
They had to check and see if he was okay. You could hear it in their voices.
I'm going to say this. I don't know why he was so ashamed to say it. He was very ashamed to say that was his pick. They're like,
what do you mean you don't know why?
I think
Chargers. That's why.
Okay, let's talk about the Chiefs. They lost a lot offensively.
Don't.
Tyreek Hill, if he's not playing, they got over Kareem Hunt. That's fine. If Tyreek Hill can't play, that's a huge
loss.
They
just drafted another guy they think is the next Tyreek Hill.
But he ain't.
Dude,
he ain't Tyreek Hill.
They cycle through these dudes. Dude, who ended up being the running back? Damian Williams or something? Some no-name
Spencer
before
Ware
the
and Damian Williams,
some guy before the season. We had no idea who he was. They plug him right in. He does his thing.
Look. You cannot replace Tyreek.
They've made
Tyreek
some bad
Hill.
Choices, some bad character choices, obviously, on guys they've gone after. They've got no problem plugging guys in.
With a straight face, sit up here and tell me that some fourth rounder is going to step in and just be Tyreek Hill.
John, we just sat up here and said Patrick Mahomes may be the greatest client that Steinberg ever has. The man had Aikman and Steve Young. Now you want to change it.
Yeah, but those dudes had Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, who's he going to be throwing
to? Doesn't he strike you as the kind of quarterback that makes receivers into weapons, sort of like Aaron Rodgers, and makes guys? You know what I mean? Doesn't he strike you as that kind of guy?
It is possible.
Dude, I am not going to argue with you about why the Chiefs are not going to win the division.
We can't
That's ridiculous.
Say that yet, but like, it is possible. I mean, Tyreek Hill, it worked great because Tyreek Hill was a speedster, could get down the field, and Patrick Mahomes has a cannon. So if they have another guy who can do, you know, I think Tyreek Hill's skill set is hard to
find.
Did
you see the trade they made with Seattle by any chance?
No, what'd they do? Oh, Frank Clark.
Yes,
no,
who had 13 sacks last year.
They had to replace D Ford.
They just paid this guy a lot of money, okay? They're very happy with what they got.
Look, I agree. They should be the favorite. But we're
y'all ain't my point second. Is you're not even the second best team in that division
right now. We got the Chargers number two receiver, as you know, in Tyrell Williams.
Beat Denver twice and then call me.
We'll see about that. We're going to be watching it at your house.
Hey, Flacco, come on over.
We're starting Monday Night Football, as you know, against the Broncos.
I'd love for you to come over and watch that game. Flacco going to beat y'all.
We're a television treat. We're the draw. I mean, that's what we do. But let me ask you this.
They still got defense.
Let me ask you this question. Isn't it time for Phil Rivers to retire? It's over. Let it go, man. What are you doing? It's done. What are you playing for anymore?
They were a good team last year. It revitalized him.
I think it's time for him to call it a career. That's where
I know you want him to.
That's where I'm at with it. And
was Mel Kiper doing?
If you have a brain
on that Gruden juice.
If you're a football mind like Mel Kiper, it's a joke if you don't have the Raiders finishing second in the AFC West and being a wild card contender without a shadow of a doubt. Getting a guy like the value of Cleveland Farrell, and you're adding Hunter Renfrow, by the way. I'm not sure if you saw that.
Yeah, good possession receiver for you.
Yeah, we drafted the Clemson Tigers. That's what we did.
He's Mr. Clutch. He is.
You know, we drafted.
I like him, actually. I love him. He wouldn't make our roster, but for yours, he's probably number two or number three.
We drafted winners.
Right behind Antonio Brown.
And all of our picks came from guys who played in the championship game.
Okay. We'll take the mask off when we talk to Jason Fitz, a Raiders fan next.
We have winners.
Who won't even be able to corroborate what his colleague said to believe that you guys won the division.
Mike Singletary would be so proud of this team.
But one who's not blinded by the Gruden juice like you and Kiper.
Now, I think if I was guessing, I think Mel Kiper is friends with John Gruden. That's what I would guess. And he was trying to do his buddy a solid.
But in doing that, John been pumping him up for an hour.
He looks smart.
No, he doesn't.
In doing that,
I hope they save that audio. We should, Mills. We should save it.
I'm trying to think of things that I can tease on the show today.
Y'all ain't even a playoff team. You're talking about winning the division.
We're going to talk to Jason Fitz when we come back. Should I put on the show what happened over the weekend when I was mistakenly accused by a random woman of sliding into her DMs? Should I tell that story on the air? Because it happened. She reached out to my wife.
My God. What?
Yes, bro. Maybe I should. Can I tell this in a 45? Is that a good tease?
I just hope you are innocent.
Wow.
That's all, yeah.
No, I mean. I have faith in you, and I know you wouldn't do this to say it.
I'm uncomfortable because you caught me off. This is not a story you've told me off air.
Well, no, it happened.
You caught me a little uncomfortable.
It happened over the weekend.
I think I got faith in my guy, but you never know.
And I look forward to telling this story. Now listen, it's not going to be
pretty. Strong accusation.
It's not going to be pretty for somebody. It's not going to be pretty for somebody, but it's interesting. Okay. And I want to clear my name. That's what I'd like to do. So we'll maybe do that a little bit later in the show. Jason Fitz is going to join us, and we will, as you guys know, spend 15 minutes on all of the amazing things that the Raiders did.
Nah.
That's next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis has the unicorn players. 92.9 has the unicorn cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. You could win the unicorn cash. Crazy good players. Crazy amounts of cash for you.
That's crazy.
Win $1,000 every hour.
Yeah!
Saddle up. It's Unicorn Cash every hour, weekdays 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we made you two perfect fit suits for your TV appearances, so you know how they fit. We take over 13 measurements to achieve that perfect custom fit suit or sport coat. With hundreds of fabrics to choose from, and the suits start at $6.95. It's unbelievable. If you want to experience the custom fit like Penny Hardaway or your favorite talk show host, we can suit you up. And don't forget, we still have two Paul Bettany suits, regularly $5.95. They are two for $7.95. Six colors and patterns to choose from, a classic and trim fit from 36 short to 52 long.
So you heard him. If you need a custom fit suit, same kind I've got, you know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heat,
Heating and Plumbing. Did you know the EPA is phasing out R22 Freon by the year 2020? This means the cost of R22 Freon will be more expensive per pound and will eventually not be available for consumers to purchase at all. Right now, Choate's is offering free R22 Freon pressure inspections to ensure proper refrigerant pressures in your AC system. Choate's is also offering competitive financing and free 16-SEER carrier AC upgrades on select carrier systems to customers who purchase a new complete HVAC system this month. Unhappy at work? Need a better opportunity? Choate's is hiring experienced service technicians, plumbers, and HVAC installers. Our company offers top pay, retirement, paid vacation, bonuses, and a great work environment. Go to choateshvac.com to apply or call us at 347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
There's nothing more simple and delicious than a burger done right. Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. At the bar in Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, we serve a delicious half-pound prime bacon cheeseburger, and nothing makes me happier than seeing a guest smile after taking that first bite. Want to make that burger taste even better? Pair it with an applewood smoked old-fashioned and try a flaming molten lava cake for dessert. And every day during happy hour from 5 to 7, that same burger is only $10. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're in the market for a new car, you have to check out Hyundai. Their shopper assurance program is the future of car shopping. There's a ton of features, from transparent pricing to streamlining the purchase online. But my favorite part, you can schedule a test drive at home or work with Hyundai. It's easy. Too busy to go test drive? They'll even come to you. Hyundai shopper assurance available at participating dealerships only. Test drives subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/shopper assurance for more details.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so Lewis is a loyal listener to the show, and we appreciate Lewis for listening to the show. And the station, because we're team guys. Team first. One team, one goal. And Lewis's goal was to decide whether or not to sell his house. He had multiple conversations with the Live Love Memphis team over the last several months. Did make the decision, in the end, to sell his house. And he picked the Live Love Memphis group because, listen, I mean, that's the best option. They listed his house a couple weeks ago on a Monday. And by the next day, that next Tuesday, it was under contract for list price. That is an amazing feeling.
Pick the right group to give it to. I'll tell you what, it was a group that helped me, and they'll help you too. Help Lewis, help me. Got our home sold. They'll get your home sold as well, no matter how tough the job is. Live Love will make it look easy. The website's livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person to call is the person we tell you to call every day. You should be familiar with her name. She is the queen of this ship. Jennifer Carstensen. She'll get that home sold for you. And it ain't magic. It ain't some wow system.
Yeah.
Just hard work. That's what the folks at Over Live Love do.
That's right. All right. Every day around this time, every Monday around this time, we talk to Jason Fitz. Let's do that now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz and SportsCenter on Snapchat. Listen to Jason every weeknight on 92.9 FM ESPN and 680 AM. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man? Great job this weekend. You were grinding.
Well, thanks, man. You know, it's an incredible opportunity, and I say it all the time, but I'm thankful for y'all. I'm thankful for everybody in Memphis that listens, and I'm thankful that ESPN took the time to let me have a huge platform on the draft. So we were able to – I was hosting Golic and Wingo in the mornings and was all over the ABC ESPN simulcast doing interviews with country artists, and then we hosted a live stream show on Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch that I think the numbers will come out soon. But we set new records that have never been accomplished on digital media with over 10 million people that watched all the course of the draft.
Man.
Just on live streaming. So, you know, Michael Luke Jr., Mita Kimes, me, Field Yates, Dominique Foxworth, we did all 3 days of the draft and set new records. So it's like it's one of those really thankful moments that it got to happen in my city and that people care enough about the work that they came to it. So it's really humbling. So it's thankful.
Before we get to the draft, you know, Old Town Road was featured prominently in the draft coverage on ESPN. You obviously, in a previous life, you were a country music artist, a country musician. Your thoughts on that song as it relates to country?
I mean, lyrically, it's a country song, but it's not a country radio song. And I say that with a reminder that everybody, you know, has sort of gotten an uproar about the fact that it was pulled from country radio where it was originally listed. And I would remind everybody that, you know, Cowboy Troy has been a rapper in country for 20 years trying to make a dent in radio, and they've been resistant to it. And Kid Rock put out a song called Cowboy that absolutely is country in its lyric, but it wasn't played on country radio. So Old Town Road is one of those sensations that's gone viral, but we have to understand that country radio is built for the average country fan sitting in the middle of Missouri that's listening to Carrie Underwood and Dierks Bentley, and you know, they don't typically, that fan doesn't like a lot of just essentially rap or sample drums and instruments that aren't real. Like, these are all things that when you're making a record, you have to be really careful as a country artist that you follow the formula of country radio. It's a studied thing. So I think the song, you know, good on them for having a viral sensation. And funny thing is, I think getting pulled off of country radio is probably part of why everybody paid attention to the song. So, you know, it's a moment, but let's face it, in 10 years, are we going to look back at that song as some big country iconic hit? No, it is what it is.
Do you think that Las Vegas gets 600,000 attendees like Nashville did this year? Do you think it gets that big? Yeah.
And the fact is, like, you know, I was born in Vegas. I lived in Vegas as a little kid. I hope that I can have the same role in Vegas that I had in Nashville this year, because I love that city, have a lot of love for that city, and there's a lot of entertainment and celebrity in that city that I'm sure the draft will capture. But the thing that's special about Nashville is essentially, you know, the best I can call it is a party funnel. Like, when you think about what that lower Broadway area is, it's a five-block radius that funnels people into an outdoor element to stand in front of a stage. They can't replicate that in Vegas. Where are they going to put it? I mean, they could put it outside of T-Mobile, the hockey arena, which has a little street, but it's much smaller. It'll be packed. I don't think if they put it at the stadium, which may or may not be finished by then, probably won't be, I don't think that there's a way for fans to center around it. You know, I just think it sort of is. Vegas is going to be a great host because it's great atmosphere, and the sponsors will love the VIP access of it. They'll love going out to the clubs, but I don't think 600,000 maniac fans are going to come from all over the country to watch the draft there.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy.
In terms of the draft itself, sort of the post-mortem, right? Who won the draft, according to Jason Fitz?
You know, and so this is really difficult because I will tell you, I said squarely last week that I didn't think that the Cardinals should take Kyler Murray. I said that absolutely. I think they should have stuck with Josh Rosen, and I think they should have taken Nick Bosa, the best player on the board. That being said, I would list the Cardinals as a winner for one reason. They ripped the Band-Aid off. I mean, if you believe that essentially they're going to come in and gut the offense, they did something that historically has never been done before. They took a quarterback in the first round, and then they followed up with three wide receivers in the draft. They take a tight end. They get a corner at a good spot. I mean, I look at the Cardinals as somebody that, while I don't agree with Kyler Murray first overall for my personal preference, they basically said, hey, I don't care what's happened in the past. We are brand new today. That's really good. I would also list the Jags as a winner by doing nothing other than sitting there and taking the best player on the board for their first couple of picks. I mean, the Jags, Josh Allen to the Jags was a surprise to me, and it makes them better. So I think those two teams really stand out to me.
Which one of these quarterbacks and their situation gives you the most confidence? Which one, you know, whether it's Kyler, whether it's Dwayne Haskins, doesn't sound like it's Kyler. Which one for you do you like the situation best?
I think the Dwayne Haskins situation is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's look, Kyler Murray's still going to be playing behind a trash offensive line.
No doubt.
So,
yep.
You know, and as we talked about last week, his success at Oklahoma was incredible, but he was also playing against an offensive line where everybody got drafted, a historic offensive line, and he was playing with a wide receiver that some thought was a first-round talent at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So he's no longer going to be on a team that's better than everybody else. He's actually going to be on a team that is less talented than their opponents more often than not. So I don't love the Kyler Murray situation until they get more talent around him. Haskins, you know, he comes in with a chip on his shoulder. To me, he was the best quarterback in this class anyway. You know, I think that he has an opportunity right away to sort of, you know, find his way in. And we don't know who Jay Gruden is as a guy. He's essentially a 500 head coach, right? 7-9 the last couple of years. But let's remember that Jay Gruden got greatness out of Andy Dalton. So if you can get greatness out of Andy Dalton, I think that this is one of those situations where Haskins comes in, they'll name Case Keenum the starter, much like the Raiders did when they drafted Derek Carr. You know, Matt Schaub was going to be the starter until he wasn't, and that's what they'll do here. They'll give Haskins every opportunity to go out, crush it, win the job, and if he doesn't, then Case Keenum starts in the beginning. Haskins sort of figures it out, and he walks into a team with the Redskins that if they had Alex Smith, we would feel pretty good about going into this year.
I'm curious what you thought about what the Giants did in terms of going up and getting their man, Daniel Jones. Are you one of those guys, Fitzy, that says, hey, if you believe in a guy, go up and get him? Or is this one where you thought, hey, you could have gotten him at 17. I don't believe you, Gettleman, that someone was going to take him before, should have done what the Redskins did. Just wait till your guy drops. What do you think?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I mean, if you love Daniel Jones and you think, man, this is the guy that's going to run the future of my franchise forever, then I don't mind 6 or 17 for him. I don't really, you know, I'm one of those guys that says, hey, if he's the quarterback of the future, you really believe that, take him at 6. Don't take any chances. Don't roll the dice. My problem is, how the heck is Daniel Jones the quarterback of the future?
There's a
spot here where you have to look at it and say, how often were teams facing Duke saying, oh, how are we ever going to fix, like, stop Daniel Jones? I mean, I just don't think it's a good pick. And now the biggest thing we have to remember about Daniel Jones is he's not only tethered to Dwayne Haskins because they'll play twice a year and Haskins was available. They'll play twice a year every year. He's also tethered to Sam Darnold. I mean, he's going to be tethered to the decision not to take a quarterback last year that the Giants made. So he's got two comparisons that are going to be tough comparisons from day one. I think they put him in an expectation situation by taking him 6 overall, where he's going to have to be epic for Giants fans not to hate him.
Yep.
No, there's no question. We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. Did a great job with draft coverage over the weekend. You can catch him on Spain and Fitz evenings right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I want to ask you specifically because, you know, we kind of had a connection about Daryl Henderson, right? We wanted to get Daryl Henderson during the college football season. We wanted to get him some love on your college football show. He was drafted in the third round by the L.A. Rams. What do you think about that fit for Daryl there and sort of that dynamic and explosive offense?
That was a home run pick. And let me tell you, not just for me, Mina Kimes flipped out. And, you know, Mina, we laugh because everybody sees Mina's reactions and they're all big and they're hysterical when you see her reactions to picks. But Mina is one of the most studied, smartest draft people I know. I mean, she consumes film all year long. And I had no idea, frankly. We hadn't in any of our prep meetings talked specifically about Daryl. And when the pick came down to the Rams, she actually exploded first with what an epic pick this is. I think this is incredible. And what we're going to have to start to look at is, you know, Todd Gurley and what is his health situation like. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to take a look at what that means. I mean, I think Daryl Henderson is in a great spot to, you know, not only have an opportunity to thrive in an offense that's going to use him, but if there are any issues with Todd Gurley's health or if they feel like they've overpaid for, you know, a running back that maybe not worth that contract overall, I mean, you don't take Daryl Henderson in the third round to bury him. You take Daryl Henderson in the third round to feature him. He's going to have an opportunity.
What did you think of the Titans draft? You know, going and getting Jeffrey Simmons, A.J. Brown in the second round. What did you think of the Titans draft overall?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, obviously the Jeffrey Simmons conversation has some difficulty in it. And, You know, but at the other side of it, the A.J. Brown conversation, I think A.J. Brown was an under-talked about wide receiver mm-hmm. coming out. And when you're still trying to figure out who Mariota is, I think that was sort of an expectation. I was a little surprised that Simmons was the pick in the first, not because he's not a great player, but, you know, as we talked last week, what were they going to identify as their biggest need? But again, if you can get defensive tackle or defensive line rotation depth, I think that's a good thing. I just don't know, you know, because I think the Colts, frankly, got better in the draft.
Yeah.
And we've looked at the Texans as a team that we expect to still be good. I don't think that the Titans, for what they did in the draft, I still don't look at the Titans and say, you know what, today, right now, the Titans are better than either of those teams. So they got better. I just don't know that they got enough better to really hold their own in the division.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Fitz, yep. Tyreek Hill may be put on the commissioner's exempt list this week. Obviously, they're super talented, but now embattled receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. This comes, of course, after the domestic incident with Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt. At what point, if you are the Chiefs, and I know John Dorsey's now in Cleveland, so he's not there anymore, but I'm sure many of the scouts and decision makers have remained the same. At what point do you have to look inward if you are the Chiefs and question sort of your process about identifying football players? Because Mike Mayock, every and I'm not saying the Raiders are the exemplary franchise here, but in every phone call that he made to the guys he was drafting, he said, you know, we need your talent, but we need your leadership, and we need your character. It seems like that has lacked in Kansas City. At what point do they need to look inside what they've done the last few years in the draft process?
Right now, and not only just the draft process, but let's also acknowledge the fact that they traded for Frank Clark from the Seahawks, who has his own history, and then they turned around and gave him massive money. So the Chiefs are continually rolling the dice. And look, the hard part about it is you can look at the Kareem Hunt portion of this and either give the Chiefs a lot of benefit of the doubt because they obviously cut Kareem Hunt, but then there's also a spot where they cut him and all of a sudden the Browns sign him and, you know, he's going to make a massive difference for Cleveland this year. So the Chiefs hurt their own Super Bowl chances, and they may have helped another conference team with their playoff chances. So, you know, it's hard for a franchise to look at it and say, well, why am I going to be held to a different standard than everybody else? But that being said, I mean, how do you keep him on the team? You're talking about somebody that, look, from what the audio recording is, and obviously the investigation's been reopened. The police decided the first time they investigated that something happened. They just couldn't figure out who to place the blame to. The audio recording seems fairly damning in that sense. It feels like it sort of assigns that blame. But if you're the Chiefs, I mean, how can you create a culture of and how can you rely on any of those players? Like, if they don't have Tyreek Hill, they are not as good. And the way they drafted, when they started to draft speedster wide receivers, you have to wonder if they think that they're not going to have Tyreek Hill. Why would you put your organization in that situation when you're in a Super Bowl window? I mean, it makes no sense to me. And I do believe that the NFL is going to have to at some point turn around to teams and figure out some way that there will be accountability. If you are in – like, how is it that we have a drug program where once you're past strike one, you know, but past strike two, the punishments are different? Why isn't there something implemented that basically says if a team takes a chance on somebody and they act that same way again, take something from the team, too. Make it harder for these guys to stay in the league, because if you're going to allow monsters to go from team to team, there's got to be some punishment for the team that takes the risk.
I think Mel Kiper just gotten off the phone with John Gruden or something, Fitzy, because he said that the Raiders are going to win the division this coming year. He gave him a B in the draft. I mean, we can go back and forth on whether they could have traded back and still gotten Cleveland or whatever. You love the Raiders. Do you think they're winning the division this year? Mel Kiper going a little crazy? Is he drinking that Gruden juice?
He's drinking the juice. I don't think they're winning the division because their schedule is tough, but I will tell you this. We learned exactly who Mike Mayock is as a GM. That was the thing we were going to learn, is who's Mike Mayock. What we now know, when you look up and down their board, the people they took were people, as you mentioned earlier, that they can rely on for leadership. They look for people that are, for the most part, I mean, four of their eight first picks came from Clemson or Alabama. Mm-hmm. They're looking for guys that have come from a winning culture.
Yeah.
And then they're looking for complete players. That's the thing I think we learned. Because, look, we can have a debate. You're right. I think Cleveland at four was a reach. But at the end of the day, what did they take? They didn't take Josh Allen, who many people think may have a higher ceiling. They took the player that they can watch the film on and know exactly who that player is. The same thing with Josh Jacobs. You know, the same thing with Abram. Across the board, they took guys that they have a body of work on, and you can look at the film and say, all right, I know exactly who this guy is going to be every single day. That, to me, for a franchise that has to remember the Darius Hayward Bays of the world, like, this is the exact opposite of what that used to be.
That's true.
Yeah. Fitz, always appreciate the time, my man.
Great
Congratulations
weekend,
on a great
Fitz.
Weekend, man. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a great week.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the
Man, was playing
show.
The heck. Did you see the cutaways? He'd be on that fiddle.
Yeah, man. You know what? If you could play.
Like, that's Juilliard. You can't touch it.
If you could play one instrument, like, really well, what would be the instrument you'd want to play well?
Sax.
See, that's you know what? That's a great one.
I don't think you can top it. Really, you can, because piano is
That's what I would say. I would say piano. I would love to be able to play. I would honestly like to be able to play the violin. It's a nerdy instrument, but, like, man, like, those strings, they hit. They hit different sometimes. You know, violin can really set the mood. You don't think so?
I'd like to be able to sit my wife on my lap and play her a little thing on the piano.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then maybe a little,
very romantic,
little crooning.
Like. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As it is, though, right now, I just make noise.
I wrote you a little song, honey. Here it is.
Oh, wow. Like a little Donny Hathaway.
So piano might actually be better than sax.
Yeah. Sax is like a smooth, but it's not very, like.
Right. It's going to get loud.
And it's not altogether
she
by
can't
itself.
Sit in your lap with
by
the sax.
Itself, it's not that romantic. It needs it needs pieces around it. You know what I mean? A piano stands on its own.
What Kenny G played one by himself, didn't he?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I guess you're right. I mean, but it's kind of like funny, though, isn't it? Isn't a saxophone more kind of like, it's kind of like a, it's more of a funny instrument. Like, you kind of laugh.
Funny.
I kind of would laugh. Yeah, like if I came in and my wife was playing the saxophone, like, I'd laugh. You wouldn't laugh?
If she was playing it, yes.
All right. Anyway, should I tell the story about the time that I was accused of sliding in DMs?
That happened this weekend?
Yeah.
And she called Sam.
She did reach out to Sam, this woman.
Gosh, you may have to tell us. You're right. Innocent.
I'd like to clear my name when we come back.
We hope.
Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 1 p.m.
Let me tell you about Octavius Nixon. He grew up in Memphis and graduated from Binghamton Christian Academy. Then he decided he wanted to start a construction company. Well, Octavius will tell you that as a 20-something-year-old African-American, it wasn't easy to find the credit he needed. Then he met a man named Tim Martin, one of the commercial bankers at Triumph Bank. Tim didn't try to find reasons to deny Octavius a loan. He tried to find reasons to say yes. Octavius Nixon and the team from Triumph Bank sat around a table and studied his business plan. They tweaked what needed to be tweaked. It wasn't just a transactional relationship. It was more of a personal consulting relationship. And sure enough, Triumph Bank was able to provide Octavius with the financing needed to buy a building and the line of credit he needed to make some hires. And right now, Nixon General Contractors is working on a project down by the riverfront. That's the kind of story that the people at Triumph Bank like best. It's a bank that's powerful enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but small enough to treat you like you want to be treated. So stop in and see the folks at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on CreditRepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-253-4409. That's 800-253-4409. 800-253-4409.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Whether you're celebrating an engagement, birthday, or corporate event, let Felicia Suzanne's host your special event. We have several private dining options and can accommodate both large and small groups. We can even customize our menu options to fit your taste and your budget. Felicia Suzanne's can also cater the celebration at your place. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com for more details.
A little money goes a long, long way when you can get a car or truck or a really nice SUV at the wholesale price. Everybody's finding out about this and going to Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View just off Covington Pike. Wholesale Unlimited has a huge selection of everything you're looking for. Go to WUCars.com and check them out. That's WUCars.com. Jeeps, Explorers, F-150 and Silverado trucks, lots of Hyundais, Toyotas, Nissans, Mercedes. Don't settle for something you really don't want to drive. Even if you do not have the credit score you want, you will get approved at Wholesale Unlimited. Wholesale prices with unlimited choices of fine SUVs you can choose from for summer trips and fun. Yes, you can get sports cars at wholesale too. Go to Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View off Covington Pike today and tell them you heard it here. You can thank me later. Wholesale Unlimited is proof a little money goes a long way when you can get a car or truck at a wholesale price.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off retail store prices. Every mattress in our home, it came from Sleepy Z's. There's a reason for that. Not just because he advertised on our show, because he's got the best product. He's got the best mattresses. I always get a good night's sleep on those Sleepy Z's mattresses. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Michael's been in the business for over 18 years, and it's because of that time and effort that he's been able to achieve that. And, by the way, Commercial Appeal readers have voted him Memphis Most Best Mattress Store for 4 years in a row. That is no coincidence.
Nope, it's going to keep on going. It's total domination. Sleepy Z's is an authorized Serta mattress and Simmons Butyrest mattress dealer. They've also got the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, the Butyrest Silver and Platinum. They've also got the Butyrest Black line, too. So all lines, all forms of mattress, Michael's got it. You're going to pay a great price for it, too. Because you mentioned you heard this on Jason and John. He's going to get you an additional 10% off those already deeply discounted prices. They're already the best prices in town. Then you're going to get another 10% off. I don't know why you would shop at another mattress store. Listen to us. Head over there. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, close to Hollywood Feed right there. You can visit them online at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, so over the weekend, it was actually Friday afternoon. It was Friday afternoon. I've debated on whether to tell this story or not, but I do think there are some lessons we can learn as a society, in this story. I really want to believe that. I really do. So my wife gets home from work every day around the same time. She gets home on Friday afternoon, and we're gonna go out to dinner with some friends and some family. You know, her sister is married to one of my best friends, and it's just really, really weird. It's just like an incestuous kind of thing. You know what I mean? But anyway, so
it's like Frank.
Like, I don't know if he is my brother-in-law or just my friend who's married to my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of weird. Is he my brother-in-law?
It's a good thing he's not your strength coach.
Yes. He's not my strength coach, because I'd obviously have to fire him. I'd obviously would have to fire him, and that would get awkward. But anyway, we're going to go out to dinner. And before we leave the house, I'm getting ready in the back of the house, and I hear my wife. I hear my wife call me, and she says, she says, "Who is this woman's name? There's a woman's name."
Did she say your name first?
Yes.
Did she say, "John, who yeah. is?"
Actually, no, she didn't. She just asked me in a raised tone, "Who is this woman's name?" I don't really even remember the woman's name that she said, but I'm confused. I'm like, "Oh God,
Hold on. How is a woman has slipped into your DMs? Your wife is asking you about it. How do you not remember the woman's
name?
Hold on.
You haven't let me finish yet. Because the details are very important here. So I want you to. There has been no woman that has slid into my DMs.
Oh, you slid in her DMs.
Well, we're gonna get there. So
how do you not remember her name? Is my point. Because I'm lucky. That's like a Kyler Murray. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you not remember?
I'm gonna explain why the name doesn't ring a bell to me. She says, "Who is this woman?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And then she says, "Look at this." And my wife has been messaged by a woman on Facebook. And the woman reached out to her like on Tuesday. You know, like if you're not friends with somebody on Facebook, it goes to your filtered folder.
Yeah.
It's like it becomes a message request.
You can let them in or not.
Yeah, and a lot of times you can't see them. Like you just like if you're not looking for them, you won't see them. Okay. You know, you'll miss them. So anyway, she reaches out on Tuesday and she says, "Mills is so," and he's like captivated by this story.
I am so captivated by this story. And I cannot wait.
And this woman says to my wife in her Facebook messages, "Hey, when you get a second, we need to talk."
Oh,
now,
you know when
you get that serious message, "I'm coming to you as a woman" message.
It's got some thunder.
It's not going to be good.
No.
My wife either didn't see it or she saw it and she ignored it. Because the next day, she wrote back and she just unloaded the clip. I mean, this woman just let it all out. She said, "Your husband, okay, has been messaging me. He has been liking all my pictures on Instagram. And she's sending screenshots, bro. She's sending screenshots of all of the likes and all of the messages and everything like that. Here's the problem. It wasn't me.
You wouldn't be telling this story if it was.
It was another dude who lives in Memphis who has my name. And she thought that for some reason Sam was the significant other of that John Martin, and it was like it was surreal, truly, because this was a woman that lived in Memphis. This was I presume this was a man who was either married or he had a girlfriend, and I don't know if her name was Sam, but we have the same name, and we both live in Memphis, and so this woman assumed that I was the guy doing it. And I don't know. It was a strange feeling because I wasn't validated. I would say I didn't, but I do like, you know, this is the sort of culture we live in now where everybody's just trying to play gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Did Sam believe you?
Well, there was no doubt about it. I mean, it wasn't me. Now she did bring up later. She thought it was maybe a burner account, but it clearly is not a burner account because it's not me. It's not my picture. I'm gonna be honest. I don't want to. He has a middle name that I don't want to say out of, you know, a fairness to him. But it's distinctly not my middle name. So, but yeah, I was off the hook. It was just it's technology, man. Technology is like this is not stuff that your dad had to worry about or that anybody's parents had to worry about. You know, falsely accused. Cause like, I mean, the guy was sending messages like, "Hey, you're so beautiful." and that's just not me, bro. I don't say things like that anyway.
You think she would have gotten a little more information before she approached your
wife? I agree.
About
like
it,
I think
right?
That's a real problem. Now,
man, that's poor.
It is. It's just bad form.
Poor judgment by that woman.
And my wife, of course,
like you're gonna scare the mess out of that woman. You know, so it feels like you would have your ducks in a line when it comes to, you know, broaching that.
Yeah, like
that
make
topic
sure
that this woman's husband might be indeed. Yeah, messing around.
Because you could have caused a real problem.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
If you didn't send the screenshots. You see what I'm saying? Like, what if she had not sent the
you're
screenshots?
Just saying, oh, no, it's John Martin.
It's him on Instagram. You know, that's his name, right? Are y'all married? You know, and so, yeah, I mean, and my wife did say the next day, like, you know, like I said, like she thought maybe it was, but she didn't really. She did respond to the woman. She did respond. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Thanks for the message. This is actually not my husband, but thank you for staying vigilant." I mean, unbelievable. She said, "We got to stick together." I was like, "You got to be kidding me that you're actually like this." This woman, whoever she, I don't remember. Like I said, I don't remember her name. That was awful. She tried to come in between our marriage wrongly, mm-hmm. inaccurately,
very sloppy.
Thankfully, she attached the screenshots because otherwise, it could have definitely gotten ugly. It could have definitely like again, you're not gonna find nothing because that ain't what I'm doing, but. And I'm glad that you believed it.
Did you and Sam still go out and have a lovely dinner?
We did. We actually very much did.
You laughed about it.
We sure did, Jason.
Good.
Because if you can't laugh about something like that, what are you doing? You're not in a happy marriage. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm assuming you've never.
I'm proud that it was not you.
I'm assuming you've never had any kind of situation like that before in your life.
No. I just couldn't. My wife, she's a wonderful woman.
That's right.
And she trusts me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't.
But if somebody ever came to her as a woman and said, Jason Smith.
You know what I do to kill any John?
I'd like to hear what it is you do.
Sort of false that he might be doing something with another woman. It's just dressing like I dress.
Oh, you try not to look sexy.
She knows I'm not. When you dress down, when you dress the sexy down,
yeah.
She knows you're not trying to hook anything.
Of course.
And she knows, and more importantly, nothing would be attracted to you.
Right.
So you got nothing to worry about.
Now, if you were a 1994 NBA player, we would be having a different conversation. You know, because that's kind of your style. You know what I mean? Like,
you got jokes.
You know.
Oh, that was a bad joke that I didn't even get because it was so lame.
Yeah.
It was so poor.
That's going to open you up to some criticism. But if it...
You think I dress like Jordan.
But if... No.
You think I'm still on baggy.
No. Okay, there is a picture. There is a picture of you and I with Brady White where it looks like you're fresh out of the 96 draft.
Bro, that's like an old set that I bought at the corner of like Chelsea, it was deep North Memphis. And I pulled it out of the closet. About 10 years old, I wore it that day.
Why did you wear it for Brady? Why was it?
I don't know why I thought that I knew we were going to be probably, we were going to have Brady in studio that day. So I knew we would take a picture.
Mills, look at it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.